Today, we're going to look at how to achieve work-life balance without sacrificing your success. So do you ever feel like your success is coming at the cost of your personal life? Well, you're not alone. I've been there, and this is very common in high achievers who struggle to find that elusive work-life balance. And that's exactly what we're going to look at and cover in this episode today. So as I said, I've been there. When I was working at BBC Radio 1 Extra and Spotify, I was striving so hard in my career to work harder, to do all the right things to progress, but I was neglecting the things that were most important to me. I was neglecting my health, I was neglecting my mental health, I was neglecting my relationships, and all of these things came at a cost of me striving for more in my career. And I knew that something had to change, but I didn't want to sacrifice success, you know, and I got to a point really where something had to give. So in this episode, I'm going to share some tips and strategies to help you create that work-life balance so that you're not neglecting the things that are most important to you and also not, you know, throwing away the success that you've created in your career and help you to continue to thrive there as well. Hello and welcome to In The Moment with me, Alex Manzi. I'm a coach, and through my journey from depression to fulfillment and happiness, I've gone on to work with athletes, creatives, entrepreneurs, business owners, and help them to create a happy and fulfilling life for themselves. And this podcast exists so that you can learn how to create a happy life, a fulfilling life for yourself with the tips and strategies that I share in each episode. So let's get into how to achieve work-life balance without sacrificing your success. So look, in today's society, we've grown up in a culture where hustle is kind of celebrated in a way, and we believe that working long hours leads to success. But what often happens, and I see this with myself and I've seen this with my clients, is it actually often leads to burnout. It often leads to strained relationships. It often leads to a neglect of health. It often leads to many things which don't actually build up the picture of a fulfilling life. And often most people, especially high achievers, they struggle to find fulfillment outside of work in their personal lives, in their day-to-day lives. And this impacts, right? There's an impact to this, because when you're always on, you struggle to find the joy, the happiness in those small moments in life, those moments of life to be cherished, the moments that bring happiness that aren't correlated to success or achievements. And what ends up happening is you end up neglecting the things that are most important to you, and then that affects your level of happiness, your level of joy, and it leads to actually a lack of productivity, a lack of effectiveness in your career. So your level of your life in your career goes down, even though you're trying to create the opposite by working harder to have more success. It can lead to the opposite. So I want you to imagine a life where you can excel at work, in your career, have success, achieve things, whilst also enjoying the life that you have, enjoying the moments, enjoying your relationships, focusing on your health, growing, learning, but not sacrificing the things that you're working for at the same time. So imagine being able to excel in your work life as well as your personal life and do the things that bring you happiness, that bring you joy, without feeling guilty, without feeling overwhelmed, without feeling stressed all the time. See, I used to have this belief that working longer and working harder was the only way that I could succeed. And actually, I got to a point where I was like, something has to change here, because like, I can see that this isn't the way I want to be living my life. And I'll give you an example of a client of mine who I'm going to call Jay, who he's got a successful business that he's had for 10 years and he's doing well. And he's got to a point where his business has started to kind of stagnate. And he's looking at his life and he's thinking, hold on, I'm putting in all of this time into my business. The business has reached a point where it's kind of stuck. And my personal life seems to be on the floor. Like he's not taking care of his health. His relationship is suffering. He's not very happy. He's stressed all the time. He's always consumed by work. He's always mentally switched on. And he's like, something needs to change. So I totally get it, because that was me. I was on this one-way road to destruction, self-destruction. I realized that, you know, something had to change. My mental health, my physical health were declining, and I couldn't continue at the pace that I was going at, because if I did, it was, like I said, it was just a one-way road to self-destruction, and I didn't want to do that. So I had to stop myself and I had to make changes and start focusing on other things. I had to start setting clearer boundaries around work. I had to start learning to focus more on self-care and, like I said, physical health, exercising more, focus on my relationships, which were basically non-existent at the time. I had to focus on the things that really meant a lot to me, so that I could enjoy my life in this current moment that I was in, whilst also still being able to strive and achieve things in my career. So here's four things that you can start to implement to make these changes in your life. And the first thing is to define your priorities. Like I had to look at, okay, what are actually my priorities in my life? And my mental health was definitely one. My physical health was definitely one. My level of happiness was definitely one. My relationships were definitely one. But when I looked at the way that I was living my life, the two things didn't marry up. It was like my idea of my priorities was up here and my actual way of living was way down here. So I had to look at how can I create a balance between the two. But I had to be aware, first of all, what are my priorities? So for you, identify what your priorities in your life are and then see how that matches up with how you're currently living your life. And if the two things don't match up, it's simple. You need to make a change. The second thing is to set clear boundaries. So this was a big one for me because it's very easy, like I said, to be always switched on. So I had to learn that I worked during certain hours. And when I wasn't working, I didn't think about work, or I didn't engage in work, or I didn't, you know, check my emails or check my messages or anything like that. And there's a client that I'm actually working with at the minute who we've created boundaries around his work. He's, again, a high achiever, very successful in his career. And we've looked at ways in which he can set clearer boundaries around work so that when it comes to the evening time, he disengages completely from work. He leaves his laptop in the other room. He puts his phone away so he can spend time with his wife and his kid. We've also created a time in his day where he can block out an hour so that he can have his lunch and he can do other things that he wants to focus on in that time and take that step away from work so that when he comes back in the afternoon, he can still be effective, he can still be productive, and he still gets time for himself in between. And having these boundaries are super important because they help you create the moments for the things that are most important to you. The third step is to incorporate self-care. Self-care isn't selfish. Let's just put it like that. Self-care isn't selfish because if you're taking care of yourself, then you're better prepared and better energized to show up in the different areas of your life. So when I looked at my life, I wasn't really doing anything. I wasn't exercising. There was no self-care. It was literally go to bed, wake up, go to work, come home, have dinner, chill, go to bed, wake up, and rinse and repeat. So when I looked at my life, I was like, okay, I want to incorporate more self-care into my routine. And I started to look at ways that I could do that. So the first thing that I actually started to do was realize that me telling myself I was going to work, going to gym after work wasn't working, wasn't happening. So I said, okay, when else can I go? So I looked at my day and I thought, do you know what? If I get up a little bit earlier, like an hour earlier, I can go to the gym in the morning. So I started to focus on that. Then I started to incorporate meditation as part of my daily routine. So either before I left the house for 10 minutes, I would sit down, I would meditate, or before bed in the evening, I would sit and meditate for 10 minutes. And I anchored these things into my day. I created the time, I set the structure of my day with these two things in, and I committed to them. And even now, like, you know, I work for myself, I don't have sort of work hours, so to speak. I still go to the gym in the morning because I find that's the best time for me because I can go, can do my workout, I can take my time, I can get it done for the day, I can prioritize it, and then I can come home and get on with the things I need to get on with. So the key to self-care is to set and create time specifically for the things that you want to do. And that might be reading, it might be meditating, it might be journaling, it might be going for a walk, it might be exercise, it might be taking the dog out. I don't know, but you want to realize what are the things that you want to incorporate and then create the time and the schedule for them. Because if you create the time and the schedule for them, they're more likely to get done. And then the fourth step is to start small. Like, it's, you know, I was a little bit extreme in trying to change everything all at once. And for me, it worked. I like to be a little bit extreme sometimes. But if that seems like too much, start small. Pick one area of your life that you want to focus on. And it might be relationship, it might be health, it might be something else, where you can start with that, implement that, and then build around it. So for example, if it's like, do you know what? I want to do some more self-care and I want to meditate. Great. Okay. How can you do 10 minutes of meditation every day? Start with that. And then you can look at the exercise. Then you can look at maybe nutrition. Then you can look at, okay, improving relationships. And then you can look at other things, right? So start small and build on it so that you don't get overwhelmed and that you can create easy wins for yourself so that you feel more enticed to want to, you know, add more things into a balanced lifestyle for yourself. And then the final thing is to recognize that, you know, achieving balance isn't like a one and done thing. It's not a checkbox exercise, right? It's something to continue with your life. So you want to continually assess and readjust to create that lifestyle around your career, around your work that works for you. So for example, I told you, I tried to go to the gym after work. That was my initial gym time and it wasn't working for me. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to start going in the morning. One of my clients, you know, he wanted to journal at the end of the day. And he found that actually he was a bit tired towards the end of the day and it wasn't working for him to do it in that time. So we looked at, okay, when else can you do it? And we decided first thing in the morning when he gets up, that's when he has his 15 minutes of journaling, and it worked better for him. So he implemented the thing, saw that, do you know what, this isn't quite working for me. So I'm going to readjust and I'm going to reassess it and then create a different version of it. And it's worked better for him. So seeing that it's a continual journey and one that you can readjust and tweak along the way. Like my routine now is very different to my routine 7 years ago when I first started implementing these things for myself, because over time I've learned to adjust and make those tweaks that work for me. And it's important for you to be able to do that for yourself. So remember, how to achieve work-life balance without sacrificing your success is to focus on, okay, what are your priorities? What are the boundaries that you can set? Implementing self-care into your days. Starting small and then reassessing and tweaking as you go, because it's an ongoing process to keep implementing these things in your life. And the idea is that you want to become more focused and therefore more effective, not only in your career, but more present in your personal life, so that you can continue having the success that you want in your career, but not neglecting the things that are most important to you, like your happiness and your health and your relationships. So what's one area of your life where you can create more balance? Have a little think about it, reflect on it. And if you want, let me know, DM me on Instagram, on Twitter, at I am Alex Manzi. Let me know what that one thing is and how you plan to make a change. And if you like this video, be sure to sign up for my daily emails, Mindful Moments, where I share daily tips and strategies and stories about how you can create more balance across your life whilst keeping the success that you have, whilst living the most fulfilling version of your life that you can. So if that's something that you'd be interested in, find a link to sign up in the description below. Click on it, sign up, and you'll be getting these amazing emails every day. And I promise you that each one is like receiving a personal coaching lesson every single day. And if you found this video helpful, be sure to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button so that you can keep getting videos and content like this in your feed. Be sure to share it with someone that you think will find this really helpful, because it really helps get the message out there. And I want to thank you for being here, for watching, for staying with me, for being on your journey, and I'll look forward to seeing you in the next one.